Hello, I'm Tom Sanders with the latest BBC News. The contenders to be the Republican candidate in next year's US presidential election have held a sometimes heated televised debate, which concentrated mainly on economic policy. The two anti-establishment frontrunners, Donald Trump and Ben Carson, were attacked by another hopeful, John Kasich, for what he called their fantasy economics. The Ohio governor said the unorthodox candidates were weak.
I want to tell you, my great concern is that we are on the verge, perhaps, of picking someone who cannot do this job. I've watched to see people say that we should dismantle Medicare and Medicaid and leave our senior citizens out in the cold. I've heard them talk about deporting 10 or 11 people here from this country, out of this country, splitting families. I've heard about tax schemes that don't add up, that put our kids in a deeper hole than they are today. We need somebody who can lead.
Our Washington correspondent Gary O'Donoghue was watching the debate.
Donald Trump is still ahead in most polls, but Ben Carson has been snapping at his heels in recent weeks. Both men have kept a low profile during this debate, leaving it to the rest of the field to slug it out. Two of the candidates, Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, attacked the media and the questions put to them by the moderators. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush struggled to make his voice heard. The only woman in the field, Carly Fiorina, a former chief executive of the computer firm HP, criticised what she called crony capitalism and vowed to cut the US tax code from 73,000 pages to just 3.
The Supreme Court in South Korea has upheld a 7-year sentence on the head of the company at the centre of one of the country's worst sea disasters. Kim Han-shik managed the firm that operated the Sewol ferry, which sank in April last year with the loss of more than 300 lives. Steve Evans reports from Seoul.
Last year, a court ruled that Kim Han-sik, the man in charge of the ferry company, was responsible for the ship's overloading. It initially sentenced him to 10 years in prison, but that was reduced to 7 years on appeal to a higher court. Now the highest court in the land has endorsed that 7-year sentence. The owner of the company, as opposed to Kim Han-sik, the manager who ran it, never faced justice. He fled immediately after the sinking and was found dead in a field, apparently of natural causes.
The suspended UEFA president Michel Platini has insisted he's still the best candidate to succeed Sepp Blatter as the head of world football's governing body FIFA, despite allegations of financial wrongdoing. Mr. Platini said he would take all possible steps to prove that a $2 million payment he received from FIFA in 2011 was legal. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A clinical trial has been able to treat men with advanced prostate cancer by targeting, for the first time, the precise genetic mutation in their tumours. The study was led by the Institute of Cancer Research, based in Britain. It described the outcome as a significant step forward. The Greek Coast Guard has rescued more than 240 migrants after their wooden boat sank off the island of Lesbos. At least three people drowned. More than 500,000 migrants have entered the EU through Greece this year. Ron Redmond from the UN Refugee Agency says Greek islands cannot provide enough accommodation for arriving migrants.
It's a mess in some of the islands. People have no protection from the rain and the weather. It's cold. They have no way to get food. People are just sleeping rough on the ground. So there is so much that needs to be done, still needs to be done. Greece doesn't have all the resources needed to do this.
Google is sending about 300 helium balloons up into the stratosphere to beam internet connections to the ground. The company hopes that by next year, it'll be able to set up a ring of balloons around the world to provide a continuous data service. Google intends to reach remote communities in Indonesia as part of the trial. Conservationists have raised concern about the future of Africa's vultures. 6 of the continent's 11 species are now closer to becoming extinct than a year ago. More details from Kate Ferrand.
This bleak assessment of the plight of Africa's vultures is contained in an annual red list of threatened species published by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. It says 4 species are critically endangered, one stage away from becoming extinct in the wild. These include the hooded vulture and the white-backed vulture. Their decline is being blamed in part on the popularity of traditional medicine and on poachers.
BBC News.